Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo discussed energy cooperation when meeting Saudi Prince. President Joko Widodo highlights women's empowerment at G20 summit. The Russian ambassador appreciates Indonesia-Russia relations more increase in various sectors. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo held a bilateral meeting with Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The meeting was held on the sidelines of the second day of the G20 summit at Intex, Osaka, Japan, Saturday, June 29. During the meeting, President Joko Widodo made several points, firstly related to the plan to form a high-level consultative council proposed by Saudi Arabia. As a follow-up of Indonesia's seriousness in this regard, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi has discussed the issue with Saudi Foreign Minister Ibrahim bin Abdul Aziz Al-Ansaf when the two met on the sidelines of the OIC meeting in Jeddah on May 29. The second issue raised by President Joko Widodo was cooperation between Pertamina and Aramco. Regarding this, the foreign ministers of Indonesia and Saudi Arabia have discussed in Jeddah and agreed to encourage the ministerial meeting of the two countries. Indonesian President Joko Widodo highlighted the issue of educational access and women's empowerment during the second session of the G20 summit held in Osaka, Japan on Saturday, June 29. In the session themed Addressing Inequalities and Realizing an Inclusive and Sustainable World, Joko Widodo underscored the importance of adjusting the current educational system, which he said still follows the old educational pattern. In fact, in the current digital era, there has been a change in the mental pattern and association pattern among children in the 21st century. According to the president, in the past, children associated with one another, for instance, by cycling together. Furthermore, the women's role in the economic, political, and social field is still far from the existing potential. In fact, women may excel against men in the era of digitalization and globalization. Russian Ambassador to Indonesia Lyudmila Georgievna Vorobeva said the bilateral relations between the two countries in various fields are getting stronger and closer. This was conveyed by Lyudmila at the reception of the Russian National Day in Jakarta on Friday, June 28. According to the ambassador, the leaders of the two countries have built very good political dialogue.
It is with great satisfaction that we know that Russian-Indonesian relations are becoming stronger, closer, and more diverse. Our leaders have established an excellent political dialogue and personal contacts. Bilateral trade is on the rise. Defense cooperation, interaction in the sphere of security are positive dynamics. Interparliamentary and interreligious contacts bring our people closer together.
On this occasion, Ambassador Lyudmila, on behalf of the Russian government in Jakarta, expressed her congratulations on the re-election of Joko Widodo as President of the Republic of Indonesia. She believes both countries will be able to carry out joint projects within the framework of Vision 2045 launched by President Joko Widodo. Attending the reception of the Russian National Day in Jakarta Friday, where Indonesian Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Darmin Nasution, Minister of Marine and Fisheries Affairs Susi Pujastuti, as well as several foreign ambassadors in Jakarta. Russia is a strategic and important partner for Indonesia. For almost 70 years, Indonesia and Russia have maintained not only the bonds of friendship and close cooperation, but also historical relations. This was conveyed by Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Darmin Nasution, at the reception of the 27th Russian National Day in Jakarta Friday, June 28. Minister Darmin Nasution underlined the importance of strengthening bilateral cooperation relations in the future. The two countries had benefited from several mechanisms for former bilateral relations through three pillars of cooperation.
Let me take this opportunity to underline the importance of strengthening of future bilateral cooperation. We have been benefited from the several existing formal bilateral mechanisms discussing three pillars of cooperation, namely political and security, economic, trade and investment, as well as socio-cultural.
Furthermore, Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Darmin Nasution, said the economic cooperation between the two countries that has been carried out includes, among others, strategic investments in infrastructure, energy, and transportation. On the occasion, Minister Darmin congratulated the National Day of the Russian Federation and hoped that the 70th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the two countries in February 2020 could further strengthen bilateral relations and partnerships that have been going on for a long time. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian President Joko Widodo hoped that the meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping at the G20 summit on Saturday, June 29, will result in a breakthrough and benefit the global economy. The trade war issue between the United States and China is one of the issues discussed between Joko Widodo and his cabinet at a limited meeting held before the G20 summit in Osaka. In addition, President Joko Widodo and Xi Jinping also discussed bilateral cooperation between the two countries at the meeting. They discussed the matter of future effort to reduce the trade deficit between Indonesia and China. The Indonesian and Turkish governments held a bilateral meeting on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, on Saturday, June 29, to discuss President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's planned visit to Indonesia in early 2020. At the meeting, President Erdogan again congratulated Joko Widodo on being re-elected as Indonesia's president for the next 5 years. In connection with Erdogan's planned visit to Indonesia, the two leaders requested to initiate preparations for the visit so that it will result in concrete cooperation that will be mutually beneficial. In 2028, Indonesia and Turkey will celebrate 7 decades of diplomatic relations. Both presidents also agreed to increase twofold the volume and value of trade between both nations. The Turkish president offers several opportunities for strategic industrial cooperation. Turkey has also voiced support for Indonesia's candidacy on the UN Human Rights Council for the 2020-2022 period. The last item. Jailolo Bay Festival, one of the eminent tourism events that is included in 100 wonderful events of the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, was conducted again this year during 24 to 29 June 2019, located in West Halmahera, North Maluku. With the theme Wonderful Culture of Spices Island, this event is to reintroduce Maluku and North Maluku as one of the world paradise islands of spices that has been known since the colonialism era. Indonesian Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya appreciates Jailolo Bay Festival 2019 as one of the strategic plans to enhance promotions of tourism destination in eastern islands of Indonesia especially to North Maluku, via tourism event approach. According to the minister, the festival is expected to increase the number of foreign tourists visit to Indonesia, especially to North Maluku, so that the target of 18 million foreign tourists visit could be achieved by the end of 2019. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
This week's spotlight is on Joko Widodo as people to unite. President Joko Widodo or Jokowi appealed to Indonesian people to unite and jointly develop the country. The presidential candidate number 01, who are paired with vice presidential candidate Ma'ruf Amin in the recent election, believes that all Indonesian people have the same spirit, namely to unite and develop Indonesia. This appeal was conveyed by President Joko Widodo shortly after the Constitutional Court rejected all claims for the general election results dispute, the 2019 presidential election, filed by presidential candidate number 02, Prabowo Subianto, and Sandiaga Uno. Jokowi Ma'ruf Amin's response to the results of the Constitutional Court's decision, which confirmed their position as president and vice president-elect, was delivered at Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Base, Jakarta. Ahead of Jokowi's departure to Japan to attend the G20 summit on Thursday, June the 27th night. He stressed, even though political choices are different, all parties must continue to respect each other. President Joko Widodo affirmed his commitment to become a leader for all circles. He believes that all Indonesian people have the same enthusiasm, which is to unite to develop Indonesia, to be an advanced Indonesia that is able to align with other major countries. He believes in the statesmanship of Prabowo Subianto and Sandiaga Uno. Joko Widodo said that he and Prabowo had the same vision in building Indonesia towards a better, more advanced, fair, and prosperous future. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo expressed his belief that the trial process in the Constitutional Court was fair. Meanwhile, presidential candidate Prabowo Subianto and Vice Presidential Cabinet Number 2, Sandiaga Uno, held a press conference before Jokowi Ma'ruf Amin gave a statement expressing their relief. Although disappointed, they stated that they would obey and follow the constitutional path and the applicable laws. Prabowo, at a press conference at his residence in Jakarta on Thursday night, said he respected the results of the court's decision, although the constitutional court decision was very disappointing to him and his supporters. Prabowo obeyed the constitution. He also expressed his gratitude to all his supporters who had sincerely supported him during the last presidential election. He also asked them not to be discouraged but stay strong, calm, and still full of noble ideals. That was this week's spotlight. Hello, welcome back to Today in History over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. I'll begin with June the 30th, 1966. The National Organization for Women is founded. The National Organization for Women was founded in the United States in 1967. It was established when the United States was in the atmosphere of social movements demanding the abolition of discrimination, especially racism. It turned out that this social movement also triggered the rise of the feminist movement. During this time, many discriminatory conditions experienced by women in the United States were revealed. Major issues raised by organization include wage equality, legalization of abortion, procurement of child care centers organized by the state, and ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment. This amendment requires equality of rights between men and women in the public world. Turning to June 30, 1977, the Southeast Asian Defense Pact, or SEATO, is dissolved. The Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, or SEATO, is an international organization for collective defense pact signed on September 8, 1954 in Manila, the Philippines. The formal SEATO organization was formed at the Agreement Partners Meeting in Bangkok in February 1955. This organization was established to block the development of communism in Southeast Asia.
The headquarters of this organization is located in Bangkok, Thailand, and SIATO was dissolved on June 30, 1977. I'll end with June 30, 2009, Yemenia Flight 626 flight accident. Yemenia Flight 626 is an Airbus A310-324 twin-engine jet operated by Yemenia flying Sejut International Services from Sana'a, Yemen to Moroni, Comoros. The aircraft crashes on June 30, 2009 at around 1:50 local time while on the way to Prince Said Ibrahim International Airport, killing all but one of 153 passengers and crew. The only survivor, a 14-year-old Bahia Bakari, was found stuck in the rubble after floating in the sea for 13 hours. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Reginaldo Anunciacao in Brazil. He is interested in listening to our broadcast in German program. Hello, Mr. Reginaldo. Thank you very much for your reception report. Your email has been forwarded to German section. Please be patient to wait for the reply. Thank you. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Sudah terlalu lama sendiri. Sudah terlalu lama aku asik sendiri. Lama tak ada yang menemani. Rasanya pagi ke malam hari tak pernah terlintas di hati. Bahkan di saat sendiri aku tak pernah merasa sepi. Sampai akhirnya ku sadari aku tak bisa terus begini. Aku harus berusaha, tapi mulai dari mana? Sudah terlalu lama sendiri. Sudah terlalu lama aku asik sendiri. Lama tak ada yang menemani. Rasanya sudah terlalu asik sendiri. Sudah terlalu asik dengan duniaku sendiri. Lama tak ada yang menemani. Rasanya teman-temanku berkata, yang kau cari seperti apa? Ku hanya bisa tertawa, nanti pasti ada waktunya. Walau jauh di lubuk hati, aku tak ingin terus begini. Aku harus berusaha, tapi mulai dari mana? Sudah terlalu lama sendiri. Sudah terlalu lama aku asik sendiri. Lama tak ada yang menemani. Rasanya sudah terlalu asik sendiri. Sudah terlalu asik dengan duniaku sendiri. Mata ada yang menemani rasanya. Bukan tanpa nyali, sadar aku begini. Apa yang di depan mata tak seperti yang engkau kira. Oh, bawa
sesungguhnya pintu hati menunggu terbuka. Sendiri lama tak ada yang menemani rasanya. Jauh di lubuk hati aku tak ingin sendiri.
Voice of Indonesia.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia. Today is on 11th Asian School Games mascot officially launched. Mascot of the upcoming sporting event, the 11th Asian School Games 2019, which will take place in Semarang, Central Java from 17th to 25th of July 2019, was officially launched on Tuesday, June 25th. The launching was attended by Indonesian Youth and Sports Minister Imam Nahrawi, Acting Governor of Central Java Taj Yassin Maimun, and Director of Agency for the Management of Sports Fund and Business, or LPDUK, at the Ministry of Youth and Sports, Agus Haryasantana. On the occasion, Acting Governor of Central Java Taj Yassin Maimun introduced the mascot of the 11th Asian School Games named Warak Ngendok, which is a mythical creature from Semarang, Central Java. Acting Governor Taj Yassin at the Ministry of Youth and Sports Office in Senayan, Jakarta on Tuesday, June 25th, said that Warak Ngendok represents the multi-ethnicity of Semarang. Various ethnicities in Semarang, such as Chinese, Arabs, and Javanese, live harmoniously amidst the diversity. Furthermore, Taj Yassin explained that the word Ngendok, which means breeding, signifies the birth of young and outstanding Indonesian athletes who have high enthusiasm in pursuing their goals. Meanwhile, the theme of the 11th Asian School Games is unity, spirit, and respect. Minister of Youth and Sports Imam Nahrawi expressed his appreciation for the selection of the Warak Ngendok mascot and logo. According to Minister Imam Nahrawi, Warak Ngendok has mighty and profound meaning, which embodies the philosophy of the Asian School Games 2019. Imam Nahrawi also called on all Indonesian athletes who will take part at the event to keep being passionate and persistent in facing the games. In addition to encouraging the athletes, Minister Imam Nahrawi reminded that those who win the games should not be conceited and those who lose the games should not be pessimistic because they still have plenty of opportunities to achieve their dreams. He remarked that all athletes must unite regardless the diversity. Indonesia strives to become the general champion of the Asian School Games 2019 to be held in Semarang, Central Java next July. Head of Indonesian contingent at the Asian School Games 2019, Pura Darmawan, in Semarang said that Indonesia will participate in 9 sports contested at the biggest sporting event for students in Southeast Asia. The sports that are expected to gain a lot of achievements, including swimming, volleyball, and basketball. Listener, that's my Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our regular listener, Marco Hommel, in Germany. He was listening to our broadcast in German program with Simple 34333. In his email, he asked to send him our KSL card, pennants, pen, and sticker. Hello, Mr. Marco. How are you? Hopefully, you are still keep listening to our broadcast not only in German language, but also other languages, such as English. We forwarded your email to German section. Please be patient to wait for the reply. Thank you. Listener, wherever you are, here is a beautiful song for you. Enjoy the song.
aku pasti rela untuk melepasmu. Walau ku tahu ku kan terluka jika lah semua berbeda. Kau bukanlah orang yang ku puja, tetapi hatiku telah memilih. Cintaku padamu, aku pasti rela untuk melepasmu. Walau ku tahu ku kan terluka jikalah semua berbeda. Kau bukanlah orang yang ku puja, tetapi hatiku telah memilihmu. Walau kata mungkin tinggalkannya, carikan aku yang kedua.
Of Indonesia.
And that was Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I will introduce you to Singkil Indah Beach in Cilacap, Central Jawa Province. If you want to find peace and tranquility, there is a vacation spot that you can consider. This place is called Singkil Indah Beach, located in Karang Pakis Village, Nusa Wungu District, Cilacap, Central Jawa. It can be reached from Gombong or Purwokerto City in just 1 to 2 hours. All Although rather secluded, the natural charm of Singkil Indah Beach is very exotic, especially in the afternoon at sunset. In addition, on this beach, you can also peek at Yingqing laying eggs. Yingqing is a small crab. The famous Yingqing on Singkil Indah Beach is the green one, or known as Yingqing Hijau. On this beach, you can also join fishermen to catch fish. The beautiful Singkil Beach is also a favorite place for tourists who like to surf, because on this beach, there are waves known as the Seven Waves. The waves here always come seven times in sequence and are large in size. Thus, the name the Seven Waves are the main attraction for tourists, especially surfers. Singkil Indah Beach has another distinctiveness. Coconut sugar, which is made by the local community and the process of which often becomes a separate entertainment for tourists. Cilacap area itself has abundant seafood production. After being tired of playing and enjoying the beauty of Singkil Indah Beach, you can enjoy the delicious seafood sold in stalls along the coast, ranging from fish, shrimps, squid, crabs, and others. If you are in Jakarta and want to enjoy the exotic beaches of Singkil Indah, you can take the Purwajaya train from Jakarta. Then from the city of Cilacap, you can take the public transport to Singkil Indah Beach. And as souvenirs for relatives and friends, you can buy some in the city of Cilacap, such as salted fish, shrimp paste, crackers, shredded tuna, and breadfruit chips, which are often excellent gifts from the city of Cilacap. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder featuring Singkil Indah Beach in Cilacap. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we continue to reply an email sent by Zhen Hang Kang in China. He was listening to our program in Mandarin through frequency 3325 kHz at 1500 hours until 1516 UTC with SINPO 23322. Hello Mr. Zhen Hang Kang, thank you for monitoring our radio Voice of Indonesia. Although our signal is not so strong in your country, you still keep trying to listen to our broadcast and sending your reception report. We really appreciate it. For your email reply, we have forwarded to Mandarin section. So please be patient for wait for it. Thank you. Listener, here is another beautiful song. Happy listening.
Sulit diterka, akan kemana membawa kita. Bila saja segala rencana berjalan apa adanya. Walau tak mudah untuk bertahan, ku menolak kalah oleh keadaan. Meski tiada yang jamin ku di sini, esok masih melihat mentari. Oh, harapan takkan mati, ku tak sendiri. Oh, percaya dalam gelap, sinarkan menyala, harapan kan ada. Percaya dalam gelap,
berhenti bermimpi.
Oh, selama tali harapan terikat di hati. Oh,
tak akan ku berhenti mengarungi deras hidup ini.
Of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Today's Miscellany will be about UIN Sunan Kalijaga Yogyakarta hosted Industrial Revolution 4.0 conference. Listener, Sunan Kalijaga State Islamic University or UIN Yogyakarta hosted the annual International Conference on Social Sciences and Humanities or AICOSH, themed 4.0 Revolution, Religiosity, Identity, and Social Transformation. The conference was held from June 25 until 27, 2019. This is the first international conference joined by participants from Indonesia and some other Asian countries. The conference's chair committee, Fajar Iqbal, said the annual International Conference on Social Sciences and Humanities 2019 was held for the first time at Social and Humanities Faculty of Sunan Kalijaga UIN and received great appreciation. It was seen from hundreds of participants from some countries such as India, Turkey, Philippines, Singapore, and Indonesia. 122 participants delivered presentation on research results from their countries. They were grouped into three sub-themes under the study programs at the faculty, namely sociology, communication, and psychology. Sunan Kalijaga UIN's Social and Humanities Faculty Dean Muhammad Sodik said the event was a moment to build reputation in international level. However, they still depend on how they build collaboration with other campuses. Therefore, he added his faculty invited speakers from various countries, namely Singapore, Philippines, USA, and also Indonesia. Sodi further explained, the conference is an academic space and potential to establish social connection to strengthen intellectuality and social culture. Sodi said, the event involved lectures, students, and alumni. The Industrial Revolution 4.0 theme is important to be studied because Indonesia still needs more preparation to face it. Through this international conference, it is expected to provide comprehension to all, which enables them to face issues and challenges related to the 4.0 revolution. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today. I'm Prisa Viradala. See you next time.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. It's nice to meet again in Music Corner segment. Today, I want to present you a song from Pasto. Pasto is a duo group that was formed since 2002. Although several times changed personnel, Pasto still exists today. With the current personnel namely Sion Simbolon and Rohan Simbolon, Pasto re-released a popular song by Obi Mesah in the 2000s entitled Kisah Kasih di Sekolah. The song tells about the beautiful times of school children who are waiting for their beloved, which is the most beautiful to remember. The Pasto version brings a fresher and more modern musical arrangement combined with harmonizing the sounds of Sion and Rohan that are neat and nice. Well, listener, here is Kisah Kasih di Sekolah, sung by Pasto.
Resah dan gelisah menunggu di sini di sudut sekolah, tempat yang kau janjikan ingin jumpa denganku walau mencuri waktu. Berdusta pada guru, malu aku malu pada semut merah yang berbaris di dinding, menatapku curiga seakan penutannya sedang apa di sini, menanti pacar jawabku. Sungguh aneh tapi nyata, takkan terlupa kisah kasih di sekolah dengan si dia. Tiada masa paling indah, masa-masa di sekolah. Tiada kisah paling indah, kisah kasih di sekolah. Sekolah.
Tiada kisah paling indah, kisah kasih di sekolah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Sesaat waktu berhenti saat kau langkahkan kaki. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Bibirku membeku tak dapat berkata, karena cantik parasmu sungguh tiada celah. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Aku tak dapat menahan gejolak dalam hati. Jiwa ini telah luluh saat kita bertemu.
apakah ku akan mampu memiliki dirimu? Ku rasa ku telah jatuh hati padamu. Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Oh, da 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 da. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, yeah, yeah. You are the beauty, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're the beauty. You are the beauty, hey, yeah. You're the beauty. Beauty is you. And the beauty is you. And the beauty is you. Beauty is you, you, yeah.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.